Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Recent technological advances have given modern archaeologists a level of insight unimaginable to the field's early 20th century pioneers. Thomas Emerson, professor of anthropology at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, reveals how once inaccessible microscopic evidence is refining our understanding of Native American cultural practices.
An ancient settlement we call Greater Cahokia once extended across more than 5.5 square miles of what is now the St. Louis metropolitan area. The people who lived in Cahokia 700 to 900 years ago were engaged in an early experiment in urban living. As many as 50,000 people lived in and around Cahokia at its peak. Researchers have spent decades uncovering Cahokia's vast buried secrets, rushing to finish the work before new developments erase much of its history. For the last 5 years, the Illinois State Archaeological Survey has been leading one of the largest such excavations. Our team just published a study that focused on some unusual beaker-shaped pottery vessels found only at Cahokia. These vessels often have imagery on them representing the upper and the underworld. We wanted to know what they contain, so we turned to researchers at the University of New Mexico, the Hershey Technical Center, and Millsaps College, who had experience analyzing chemical residues from ancient pottery. They found key chemical markers of a ritual drink made from the Yapan holly, a plant that grows hundreds of miles away along the Gulf Coast. We know historically some native peoples used this beverage, called black drink, for ritual purification. Our discovery is the earliest known use of black drink in North America. It pushes back the date by at least 500 years and adds to the evidence that Cahokia was the center of a broad cultural and trade network as early as AD 1050. This finding provides new views of religious and symbolic behavior at Cahokia that we could only speculate about in the past.
That was Thomas Emerson of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.